And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
I learned two things last night. Number one, Beauty and the Beast is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it.
Yes.
Is the music, the set design, the costuming, everything is perfect in Beauty and the Beast.
She's a fan.
Go see it.
Oh, yeah?
When it comes out Friday. Number two.
Butts are funny.
There's not a heart in Shaylee's chest.
That is not true.
She's soulless.
That's not true.
I'm sorry.
I didn't cry every 5 seconds.
This girl's a robot. Something's wrong with
her. I didn't have to cry every 3 seconds to appreciate the movie.
I thought that was going to be you.
She did. That's my point. I didn't cry at Beauty and the Beast. Spoiler alert, I watched it before. I know what happens.
People are dying. How are you not crying? What is wrong with
you? Wait, what are you spoiling about Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah. Oh, you've seen
Way
it before.
Go.
Everybody knows the story.
Well, you know what happens. There's a couple parts that they kind of enhance in the movie that is not in the animated version, which is really
cool. No, I don't remember the animated version.
Really?
I really don't. Either it was so long ago that I saw it, or I don't know if I've ever even really seen the whole thing.
What?
Look, I'm a boy of...
kind of.
That's what you claim.
I mean...
That's what you check the box on.
You really love Dawson's Creek.
Wait,
and Lifetime.
Yes, okay.
And Laguna Beach and the hills. Wow.
And Oprah.
Okay, so I don't know that those things equate to Beauty and the Beast, though.
Oh, it's so good,
Dawson's Creek.
It's amazing. You have to go see it. It was way better than I ever expected.
So Shaylee and I go see this advanced screening of Beauty and the Beast last night. So I've cried twice during that. Then we come home and we...
Which, by the way, her daughter leans over and goes, is Mom crying? I said, yes, it's only 15 minutes in the movie. Well, yeah, she's crying again.
It's just the credits, but they're so beautiful.
But the song is so good. So
look at that font.
So what do we back it up with? Oh, a nice little chaser of This Is Us.
Uh-huh.
The season finale.
Yeah.
Again.
It didn't make me cry.
Soulless Shaylee does not cry.
No, we're going to talk about this because This Is Us finale. You watched it, Truda.
I did. We actually watched it live for the first time ever.
I was prepared to cry.
We literally had Kleenex and everything ready to go.
Oh, sure.
And nothing. I'm like, wait, I'm more confused than anything.
Meanwhile, I'm sobbing on the other side of the couch. Uncontrollably.
I feel like you just cry just because the title This Is Us comes up on the TV.
Well, that does start the process.
See, that's my point. You cry at everything.
Did you not watch the ending speech? I'm not going to spoil anything, but the speech at the end?
Yes.
Why would you not cry at that? That was the most beautiful speech a man's ever given a woman.
Okay.
Somebody else wrote for him.
She doesn't have a heart.
Thank you. Truda didn't cry.
No, I know
a lot of people that didn't cry.
Later on, we'll have to talk about, and we'll take calls from people who watched it last night that fall on one side or the other. I just don't think it was a cry.
Thank you. It wasn't
what I expected at all.
Me either.
Nothing actually happened during the episode that I expected.
And I think that's what they wanted, honestly. You thought this was going to happen, but no.
It was like a haunted house at every turn. I thought it was like, this is it.
Nope, this is us.
When does the car go off the cliff?
So then we finish that up and then flip over and K-State was tied or like winning by 1 point at the time that we flipped over. So I'm like, well, now I got to stay up and watch K-State.
No, well, there you go, right?
And so I've had 3 hours of sleep is what I'm saying.
Awesome.
K-State is moving on to the round of 64.
Don't cry, Jen.
I could if you gave me a minute. The Wildcats beat Wake Forest 95-88 in the first four last night to advance. K-State will take on Cincinnati Friday night about 6:30 in the South Regional in Sacramento, California. KU going to find out its first-round opponent tonight. The top-seeded Jayhawks will face the winner of tonight's matchup between North Carolina Central and UC Davis. KU opens up tournament play Friday at about 5:50 in the Midwest Regional in Tulsa. Looks like this week's big snowstorm wasn't enough to push April the giraffe into labor, so the watching and waiting continues. April's been pregnant for about 15 months. The people at Animal Adventure Park in New York have set up a live camera in her enclosure. Shaylee's been watching this for 2 weeks now.
Way too long.
Most days, April's being checked in via live stream by tens of thousands of anxious onlookers. Are people stopping at this point? Like, do you feel like she's not really going to have it at this point?
I think she actually ate too many cookies, and no one wants to admit that.
Not even pregnant?
Nope.
I do love this. Hidden Valley is offering ranch dressing fans a way to take their favorite condiment up a notch. A ranch fountain. Oh, yes. This is glorious. The company has announced the creation of the Ranch Out, a ranch dressing fountain. This is similar to those chocolate and cheese fountains. The fountain, which costs $100 on website Flavor Gallery, comes with a year's supply of ranch, 12 bottles of Hidden Valley Ranch in the 32-ounce size. And I love that it says, I dip You Dip, We Dip, because I love that song. The ultimate dip dispensing party companion, a ranch fountain, and a year's supply of Hidden Valley Ranch. The product's description reads, they say, in the past, we've had requests from people throwing milestone birthday parties, even brides-to-be, for ranch fountains, and they would present the fountain alongside crudité and their favorite finger foods. So that's why they created it.
There was a great line on The Middle last night when they were talking about a new restaurant that was coming to town.
Uh-huh.
And the dad says, oh, I love that place. They guarantee a tablespoon of mayonnaise in every bite. And Danielle turns and looks at me and she's like, that would be your favorite place to go.
Oh, it all sounds good now.
Give me a mayonnaise fountain. It would be amazing.
Ew.
Should we talk about what's all new on the show today?
So today we will discuss things that make you cry, movies, TV shows that normal people would cry at, Shaylee.
Whatever.
People with a heart in their chest.
Except for last night's episode.
College nicknames. There are some bizarre ones. This tournament and in tournaments past, we're going to decide which ones are real. Yes, and I will dip, you will dip, we will all dip.
Oh, it's too early for that.
We'll give away some Ed Sheeran tickets when we discuss the college nicknames just after 8 here on the show.
I'm feeling the dancing coming on.
Will you go to prom with me?
Who are you talking to?
Anybody. It's 1993 in my head.
Did anybody, Doritos or anybody ever use this as a song? Because I feel like this could have been
I think Tostitos did.
Oh, is that what it was?
Like what the, yeah.
Just give me a minute. It's fine. I mean,
is this going to make you cry?
So college.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The off-air conversations.
There's not a heart in your chest.
What?
Don't cry at Beauty and the Beast.
There's
wrong
a lot
with you?
Of people that didn't.
Ben Affleck says he recently went to rehab for drinking. The actor said on Facebook that alcohol addiction is something he's dealt with in the past and will continue to confront. Affleck said he wants his kids to know there's no shame in getting help when you need it, and he hopes his revelation can be a source of strength for others. He also had a previous stint in rehab back in 2001. Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update getting its own show. NBC says the SNL news segment will be on during the summer for a weekly half-hour telecast. The spinoff's going to feature SNL news anchors Jost?
Jost, yeah.
Typo. Colin Jost and Michael Che, and will consist of 4 episodes beginning August 10th. Ed Sheeran letting everyone know that going topless for the Shape of You video was not his idea. In an interview with Us Weekly, the pop star, who plays an aspiring boxer in the clip, said it was the director's idea. He wasn't really comfortable with it at first. He soon realized he needed to start exercising, but not to be slim, but have a healthy heart. Also during the interview, Sheeran confirmed that his girlfriend inspired the writing of the ballad Perfect off his new album, Divide.
Oh, that's the one I thought was going to be a huge wedding smash.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. We do have Ed Sheeran tickets to give away a little bit later this morning. We'll do that about 8:10. His tickets go on sale this Friday, St. Paddy's Day. Show's in June at Sprint Center.
Kicks off here.
I see what they did there. St. Paddy's Day.
Uh-huh.
Good Irish ginger.
Yep.
Beauty and the Beast. You guys saw it last night.
Yes.
Thumbs up.
Amazing.
The set design, the costumes are gorgeous. I mean, everything, the chandeliers.
I really thought it was going to be cheesy, and it was not. It was so good.
The music, beautifully done. Gaston, super hot.
Belle is beautiful. Emma Watson could not have been more perfect for that role.
Adorable. Oh, yeah? Just the whole thing.
It was amazing.
Loved it.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
By the way, quick side note, I just looked at our Facebook. You know, yesterday we said if we could hit 10,000 likes on Facebook by April 18th, which is our 1-year anniversary, Shaylee would agree to go to the clown convention that's coming to Kansas City, and she's definitely afraid of clowns.
Did she agree, or did you agree that she would?
Shaylee, you said if we hit 10,000, you would go, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So, she said excitedly. So, if you could, we did get several dozen more likes yesterday. So,
yes.
We'd appreciate, we have a ways to go, though, to hit 10,000. So, if you have your phone out now, your laptop, and you could give us a like on Facebook, we would appreciate that. Pass the information along. I learned last night when we saw Beauty and the Beast and then came to my house and watched This Is Us that Shaylee has no soul.
Okay. I disagree here. Maybe you're too sensitive.
Did not cry at any point during Beauty and the Beast or This Is Us.
No, I didn't.
I find that to be odd.
Why? Well, I think a lot of people didn't. And let's talk about this for 1 second. I would like to hear from people, actually, 5767102, who are on either side. There are people who loved last night's episode of This Is Us. Mm-hmm. And there were people who really were disappointed by the fact that what they thought was going to happen didn't happen.
Everyone kept saying, I'm so confused, because I think they expected it to go one way, and it did not. Mm-hmm. This song in that episode made it the greatest of all time. I had to explain to Shaylee who it was, but she didn't know.
This was the one part of the episode where I actually maybe like choked up for a second.
See?
Like, because I love this song.
I thought,
how are they going to use this? His car's going to drive off the cliff now.
Right.
Like, I was waiting for that the whole episode.
Right. No. Oh, if that had happened to this song, all of America would have been a sobbing mess.
Yeah, because he drove off the cliff.
But that did not happen.
No, it did not
happen. Can I also speak to the morbidity, by the way, that an entire country sat waiting for a TV character to die? Like, we are all mad this morning that somebody didn't die.
Hey, maybe not everybody's watched it yet.
Way to go.
Well, you should know that we're going to talk about this and there's spoilers.
Now you know. No one dies. You're welcome.
I just feel like that was a great
episode.
Die,
jerk. Just die. Like,
We're all waiting for it.
We're all sitting around our TVs saying this.
And there were so many times when he could have.
Yes.
And every time it would come
right.
Is Shaylee sitting on my couch and every once in a while, like, her hand would hit the cushion and go, I'm scared. I don't like where this is going. What's happening? I'm like, it's okay.
But I didn't cry.
I did.
Because it was a great episode. It was very intense. You learned a lot. But I didn't cry.
Oh, the ending, though. Oh, it's such a good speech at the end.
It's a good speech, but I'm not crying.
Because you don't have a soul.
No,
you're soulless.
That's not why.
There's not a heart inside your chest.
Maybe you're too sensitive.
Oh, that's a fact.
Maybe you cry at everything.
Maybe I'm empathetic.
Maybe you cried 3 times at Beauty and the Beast.
People die in Beauty and the Beast.
Jen, you've seen the movie.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Everyone knows that people die in Beauty and the Beast.
You saw the movie, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so why are you crying at Beauty and the Beast?
Because they found true love, and it's a very happy ending, and it's beautiful.
Bring a book. Come on, it's a good movie. You don't have to cry at that.
When Teacup dies, you should have cried.
He doesn't die. According to your daughter, he faints. He comes back.
He does come back.
He's fine. All's well.
He goes into a deep sleep. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He just passes out for a second. It's fine.
There you go. Mandy Moore talked to some fans about the season finale of This Is Us. This is what she had to say about this.
I hope everybody enjoyed the finale. It was a bit of a doozy. But I'm just as curious as all of you are to see where we pick up in the beginning of season 2. Because if I know Dan Fogelman, we're sort of going to time jump, and I think even at this point, all of us in the Pearson family are kind of in the dark as to where we go from here. So, we shall see.
Just gonna get pulled around like puppets more.
Check in with Joey. Is he on the phone right now?
Yeah, he's here.
Ask Joey, what's the last thing that made you cry, like TV show or movie? What's the last good cry you had?
Oh, TV show, probably when I was binge-watching Futurama.
Futurama made you cry.
Okay, all right.
Huh, interesting.
There are a lot of heartbreaking episodes of Futurama.
I actually believe him when he
struggle
says
that. Is real. Trudeau, what was the last thing that made you cry?
It was movie-wise, I'm sure it was, what was the dog film?
Oh, Dog's Purpose?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was it for sure.
I remember sobbing uncontrollably, like where I had to turn the movie off the first time I saw Beaches. Do you remember that? Did you ever see that?
Probably. Oh, sure, yeah. No,
of course
Beaches,
you
very,
have.
Very famous.
Sobbing.
What?
Like box after box.
Mom loves Beaches. Well, I'm just saying.
I can't. When I see other people cry, I immediately cry. And if I see someone die, I immediately cry. Like, I cry.
If you think about something,
yes!
You cry.
Oh, I could. I could cry right now.
Why? Why do you need to cry so?
Don't you play this song?
Oh, yes.
She's already tearing up.
This should have been the Face Your Fears Friday, where she has to listen to this song at full volume 3 times in a row.
I do have a soul.
This was after Beaches came out, this was every freaking talent show
for
like 2 years.
Seriously?
Have you seen Beaches?
No!
Maybe you should watch it.
Not even that
very poor remake they did.
Oh, yeah.
They did a remake?
They did, yes. Was it Lifetime? Something like that?
How about Hoosiers when he says, I love you boys. My team's on the floor.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, that's the greatest line ever.
No. Yep. I want to talk to someone who agrees with me.
All right, 5767102 about last night's This Is Us, about the last time you cried at something. Want to know what that was? We go a lot of ways here.
Movie-wise.
You need a Kleenex,
not because you fell down and you hurt.
You need a Kleenex.
You cried it all out last night.
I cry laughing at Impractical Jokers. Does that count?
No.
Is that good?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So we did something pretty embarrassing this past weekend.
Okay. You and the family?
Yeah. Yeah, it involved all of us.
All right.
We didn't mean to do this. Sometimes, and maybe you can call us at 5767102, the most unintentionally embarrassing thing you've done in public. We went to Fritz's, the train restaurant.
Oh, the kids love Fritz's.
There's one up by our house in Shawnee on Shawnee Parkway. So we go out there. We go there like once every maybe 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Once every half a year or so.
Train brings your food. It's fantastic.
We forget that you have to pay at your table. Or you take the receipt up to your...
to the cashier.
To the cashier, right. So on this day, Addie has a birthday. We haven't shopped for it yet. We need to get lunch. And so we've got this whole plan, like all these things that we're worried about and a very compressed time frame. So we're talking about, okay, we got to get to the store. We got to get a bag. We got to get you out to the birthday party. And we get up and we walk out the door. And this guy comes chasing after us like, excuse me, sir, you left. And I'm like... oh, did we leave a drink? Did we leave a coat? Did we leave a phone? He says, you left without paying.
Oh, Truda.
Dine and dash.
I look at Danielle. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. So went back inside. I'm like, I'm totally not used to paying up at the counter.
Right.
If you don't pay at the table, it just throws us off. So yeah, we're thinking about it.
Leave the receipt right there, and then you have to take it up at the end. But I could see how that gets mixed in with your food sitting on the table, you know.
We were just trying to run through, like, okay, we got to finish, we got to hurry, we got to go to the store, we got to do this.
And that was the first time that's ever happened?
That was the first time it's ever happened, like, right.
Did you feel like you had to tip four times as much then?
I did leave an extra big tip, yes.
Yep.
It was very apologetic. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
I've never purposely or unpurposely done the dine and dash.
I haven't either.
I don't think that's cool.
No.
Because I feel like it hurts, you know, the people it hurts the most are already the ones who are working for the less money.
Sure. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, no, because I worked in food service for so long, I waited tables at a bajillion restaurants. So and my husband did too. He was a manager at a bar. So he was a bartender for years and years. Right. So we over tip everywhere we go because we know what it's like to live on tips.
Yeah.
You're making $2 an hour.
Sure. The most unintentionally embarrassing moment it was, but you feel like, now they're judging us because they think that we were trying to just walk out. Although if we were, we just sauntered out. So it's not like we were racing to get to the car or anything.
And she made you go back in, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah.
I wonder how often that happens. Maybe somebody who works at a restaurant and sees, because I bet it's way more often than I would suspect. And most of the time, probably just unintentionally, like what happened with you guys.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it still happens on purpose, too.
I'm sure it does. Well, and then there's a whole parking lot full of people, too. So the guy yells out, well, you left without paying. And I'm looking around at everybody, and now they're all eyes on you.
And there's the mayor of KCK right there, right? And a police chief's right there.
And I'm on the side tweeting this, just breaking.
Someone's
breaking
Snapchatting
news.
It. Brian Truda.
I was like, Danny Duffy, how did you get here in this parking lot? And why are you judging me? But there's Mayor Sly James.
Your principal from grade school is right there.
Mom, what are you doing here?
Mr. Webb, what are you all doing at Fritz's in Shawnee? This is so weird.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The most wonderful time of the year.
K-State wins last night. They move on, playing Friday. Both KU and K-State going to be playing about the same time Friday.
Are they really?
Yeah, because KU starts supposed to start like 5:50-ish and then K-State 6:30-ish, something like that. So you're going to have to do some flipping back and forth.
I used to have two TVs in my living room.
Oh, yeah, for sure. During March Madness.
I was in an apartment. I was single.
Right.
Obviously.
Yes.
Much different days.
Nickname?
We have a special game.
Mascot or made up? 5767102, Ed Sheeran tickets up for grabs. You have to decide if these weird nicknames are real or not.
All right, let's start Lee Summit. It is Kate on the line. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Kate, do you feel like you know college mascots and nicknames very well?
Well, I'm hoping I do.
All right, we'll see if you can figure this out. You don't have to know which college this would belong to. Just tell if it's real or fake. Anteaters. Is there a college that are the Anteaters?
No.
There is the University of California, Irvine.
Oh, I knew that. Yes. I don't know why I knew that.
It took us forever. All right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Leavenworth, here's Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Yes or no?
Hey, Ryan, are you there?
Ryan, hello?
Oh, yes, sorry.
No, it's all right. Just keep your radio turned down. That's all. Jen cusses like a sailor.
I was trying to do it.
Ryan, do you think that there is a team that is the Wonder Boys?
The Wonder Boys.
The Wonder Boys.
I'm going to say no.
The Wonder Boys of Arkansas Tech. It exists.
Oh,
what?
Man.
The men's teams are the Wonder Boys. The women are the Golden Suns. Yes.
They need to pick a better name, I think.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow. You are not going to win the Ed Sheeran tickets.
It goes so wildly different. In Gardner, it's Mariah. Good morning, Mariah.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well.
Mariah, do you believe there's a team that's nickname is the Trolls? Are there the Trolls?
No, I'm going to say no.
Trinity Christian College in Illinois.
Oh,
the Trolls.
Man.
I'm sorry, Mariah.
Oh, gosh. KCMO, here's Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Did you fill out a bracket?
I did.
Aha. Who do you have winning the whole thing?
Villanova.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
yeah, buddy.
So does Shaylee and Truda.
Yeah, that goes a long way. Yep.
Lisa, do you know if there's a team that is the Fighting Artichokes? Is that real or fake? The Fighting Artichokes.
I'm going to say I think that's fake.
Scottsdale Community College.
What?
Oh my
the
gosh,
Fighting
what?
Artichokes of Scottsdale Community College.
You're kidding me.
I would not make this up. I'm sorry, Lisa. You're not going to Ed Sheeran?
I think the first person who actually gets one right is just
going to go.
That's a joke.
Let's go to Kansas City. This is Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Lauren, the Fighting Camels. Real or fake? Is there a team that's the Fighting Camels?
That one, I believe, is fake.
Campbell University. It's
oh
real.
Goodness.
The Fighting Camels of Campbell University. I'm sorry, Lauren.
What does that fight song sound like?
It's a hump day song.
We get that camel toe song.
Aww.
In Raytown, it's Morgan. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Morgan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Did you pick KU? Who do you have in your bracket?
I am actually a Mizzou fan.
Oh, okay.
So I have not been watching it at all.
You gave up. You're out.
Well, they won at least one game in the conference tournament.
Yeah.
Big win there.
All right, Morgan, do you believe that there's a team called the Fighting Pickles? The Fighting Pickles.
I would say that is true.
That is true. The North Carolina School of the Arts, Fighting Pickles.
What?
Look up the mascot.
No,
look up the
I don't
picture.
Want to.
What would be worse, to be an artichoke or a pickle?
I like artichokes, but...
What if there was a tournament between the Fighting Artichokes, Fighting Camels, and Fighting Pickles? Who wins that battle?
Oh. No one. No one wins that.
Okay, Morgan, you are in the running right now, so hang on for 1 second.
All right. It's literally a pickle with a hat on it and a mustache.
I told you. It's the North Carolina School of the Arts Fighting Pickles, baby. I want one of their T-shirts.
And he has a paintbrush.
What is he painting? Oh, it's an
art
school.
Art school.
It's a school
yeah.
of the arts. Oh. Right. Who do we have
do
next?
We have room for one more?
Yeah, we could take one more.
All right, let's do Mike in Blue Springs. Good morning, Mike.
Morning.
All right, Mike, do you think there's a team that is the Banana Slugs?
Slug?
Banana Slug.
No.
Oh, University of California, Santa Cruz, the Banana Slugs.
Ooh,
they
man.
Are
what?
Real.
Ah.
What, because Bulldogs was taken?
We can take two more if you want. I've got two more.
Okay.
If you want to go.
All right. We'll let Joey get to their names here real quick. So far, Morgan from Raytown, to catch you up, the only person through the entire game who's actually answered one correctly.
Yes. Anteaters.
And we've had some doozies so far.
The Wonder Boys of Arkansas Tech. How'd you like to be a Wonder Boy?
Overland Park here is Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Hi, how are we doing?
Great. How about you?
Good. Doing fine. Thank you.
Scott, how about the Billikens? Real or fake, the Billikens?
The Billikens is real.
Yes. Do you know which school it is?
I believe it is St. Louis University.
It is. Yeah, exactly Slew. Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Scott, you're in the running for those Ed Sheeran tickets. We'll do one more, see if they can get in on this.
All right, Olathe, here's Janice. Janice is going to go for it all here.
Janice?
Yes.
Big Green. Is there a team that is the Big Green?
Yes.
Dartmouth, yes, you're
nice.
In it. Scott, Janice, and Morgan up for these Ed Sheeran tickets. Win them before you can buy them. Shaylee, pick a name out of this hat, please. She is picking. Pick a name. Oh, my God. Morgan. The
right.
Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yes.
You win!
Ooh, yay.
Yeah, you're going to Ed Sheeran before you can even buy them. Tickets don't go on sale till Friday.
Awesome. Great.
Excellent.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
And we think off the air that we've done it. We have written the entire ending to This Is Us.
About
we've
10
got it
different
all
times.
Figured out.
And the best part is that Joey's never seen a single episode.
He's just standing here nodding.
And then he jumps in at the end. He's got the ending too. He knows. And he doesn't know a single person on the show, but he's figured it out.
Right?
He knows
right.
exactly what happened.
When the song came on, when they used this last night in the episode, I thought,
so good.
Something bad's going to happen to this song.
If somebody would have died while they were playing this song, I would have lost my mind.
Oh, like you haven't already? You did cry already three times
so
before
this
you, is
so
us
So
happened.
What did you cry at during the episode? Like, what? Well, spoiler alert, not, people, if you don't hear
when
this.
And I won't when the title came up.
Stop it. That happened during Beauty and the Beast. I cried twice during Beauty and the Beast, which is amazing, and you have to go see it. We got to see an advanced screening last night. It's so good. The costume, set design.
It's amazing.
The singing, everything's brilliant. I cried twice.
And there was not as many kids there as there were adults.
It was all adults.
Oh, was it really?
It was. Yeah. It was all adults and then my six-year-old, who's like, why is everybody crying? What's
yeah, it's
happening?
Fine.
Shush.
Yeah.
So I cried twice during that. And then This Is Us, at the end, when they are fighting, I don't think that's giving anything away. There's a big fight scene.
Okay.
And
right.
during the fight scene, mm-hmm. it was so realistic to me.
It was Mike Tyson.
It was
someone bit an ear.
I was crying during that because I knew the pain that comes from that fight. I've had that fight and I knew the pain that comes from that. And it was so real and so good. And then they back that fight up with a speech. And the speech was so heartfelt and real and genuine and amazing. And so then I cried even harder. So, yeah. And Shaylee looks over and she's like, here, take the stupid Kleenex. For real? Are you serious?
Pretty much.
Oh, it's good.
I mean, it was a good speech. It was really good, but
and
didn't
I
didn't shed a tear.
And I think that it's because, I told Shaylee, I said, I think it's because you haven't lived that, what happened to them in that.
No.
And maybe if you had, then it would make you cry. I don't know.
Right.
Because most people online are saying they didn't cry. And they're like, what happened? I'm confused. This isn't a good episode. And I'm like, I was sobbing. It was wonderful.
Yeah, well, it definitely was split. There were the split between people.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Who liked it, who didn't like it. But then, you know, but the grotesque thing was all of America. We're sitting there waiting for, like, come on, die. Where's going to be the time?
I was just waiting for that cliffhanger moment where we're like, oh, my God. Now what?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we really got that.
Oh, see?
I mean, I feel like you kind of got it, but not to the
those
the
geniuses
punch.
At NBC knew exactly how to make us all talk, and look, we are.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, because no
telling
one talks
you,
about this. Is
this would have been the greatest ending of all time.
Oh, jeez.
Jack gives the speech. This is the blip in the marriage. We're going to be stronger than ever. Someday we're going to look back on this and laugh, and
right.
we are good. But I'm going to go stay at Miguel's. Gives the wink, walks out, and then you hear.
Dies in a car wreck. Right
as soon as he
there.
Walks out the door.
Gets hit by a bus.
That's
yeah, like a door, like
you,
a car. Like
you
police
are a terrible
chase,
human
it comes
being.
Up on the porch. And
no.
No?
No.
That's okay. Fine. Shaylee wouldn't have cried anyway. Not a heart in that chest of
oh,
hers.
Oh, whatever.
Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update is getting its own show. NBC says the SNL News segment's going to be on during the summer for a weekly half-hour telecast. The spinoff's going to feature SNL News anchors Colin Jost and Michael Che. It will consist of four episodes beginning August 10th. Ed Sheeran letting everybody know that going topless for the Shape of You video wasn't his idea in an interview with Us Weekly. He said he plays an aspiring boxer in the clip and said it was the director's idea. He wasn't really comfortable with it at first. He soon realized he needed to start exercising, but not to be slim, he says, but to have a healthy heart. Also during the interview, he confirmed that his girlfriend inspired the writing of the ballad Perfect off his new album Divide. We do have more Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em. Ed Sheeran tickets will give away in the next couple of days here on the show. Ben Affleck also making headlines this morning, says he recently went to rehab for drinking. The actor said on Facebook that alcohol addiction is something he's dealt with in the past and will continue to confront. Affleck says he wants his kids to know there's no shame in getting help when you need it, and he hopes his revelation can be a source of strength for others. Affleck had a previous stint in rehab back in 2001.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.